That's Alyssa Dean. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Tell us who your folks are.
Tim and Carissa Dean.
And your involvement in 4-H and FFA is what?
I'm a 9-year member of the Cass County Cowpokes. I have taken various projects to the fair, such as horses. I've actually taken horses the past 9 years. Other projects are photography, woodworking, and sewing projects.
Very good. What's your favorite?
Probably horses.
Very good. Well, talk a little bit about the Fair Queen competition. What does it mean to you? First of all, why did you get involved?
I got involved because back when my sister was in 4-H, she did the Queen contest, and I said, someday I'm going to be in that contest. And this, I did it last year, and it was a good experience year, and that's really why I did it. And I wanted to represent my county in a good manner.
What does it mean to you to be crowned the Queen?
It is such an honor to be Queen. I am excited to represent my county up at the State Fair.
Have you talked much at all? I know it's been short time here, but Courtney Stevenson was last year's Fair Queen. Have you talked much at all about that with her? Has she shared some of the experiences with you?
At the interviews about a week or two ago, she told us all about what she did up at the State Fair and the things that they did, and I'm really excited to do all that stuff.
Yeah, very good. Well, give the youngsters some advice. Why should they get involved in things like 4-H, FFA? Why are those important?
FFA and 4-H really shaped who I am today. It gets you involved. It gets you active in the community and helps you build more of your personality.
Okay. What do you think now you get a chance to do the State Fair Queen thing? Are you looking forward to that?
Yes. I've been watching it the past couple of years as I was a stage attendant up there, and it looks so exciting.
So you've had a front row seat.
Yes, I have. Really? Actually, backstage.
Backstage, yeah. Even. Ooh, so do you have an inside track then? Do you think that's given you some, I don't call it an advantage, but some inside information a little bit? You think you get a little bit more knowledge about what to do and what to expect?
I talked to past Iowa State Fair Queen Abra Meyer, and she told me a lot about what her duties are and how it's like up there. So, yeah, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to check back in with her now?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. She wanted to know if I won or not tonight.
Yeah. Very good. See, it makes so many good friends that way, too. Isn't that really what it's all about, getting involved in so many things, is expanding your friend base?
Definitely.
Very good. What will you be doing this fall now?
I will be attending Iowa State University, majoring in ag business, double minoring in political science and either agronomy or animal science. I haven't really figured that out yet.
So you have your future plans pretty much all made?
Basically.
All right, very good. Well, I know it's in your future soon, and that's all this stuff here. Now you've got some opportunity to do some extra things here at the Cass County Fair this week. Looking forward to it?
Oh, yes. I've really only watched part of the swine show, so I'll be able to watch all the rest of the shows this year.
See so many more things.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Well, Alyssa, congratulations again, and we know you'll be a great representative for Cass County.
Thank you so much.
Well, next we have Emily McDermott, who was named the Cass County Fair Princess. Congratulations.
Thank you. You're
pretty excited?
Yes, I'm shaking.
I know, you can't stop smiling.
I know.
Tell us about who are your folks?
Mike and Melanie McDermott.
And 4-H clubs, FFA groups, what do you belong to?
Pimosa 4-H and Atlantic FFA.
All right. Why did you first get involved in things like 4-H and FFA? Why was it important to you?
Well, my siblings did it, and it's a way to make college money as well as get involved in the community and volunteer and get to know more people and just have fun. So,
absolutely. Why did you get involved in the Queen contest? Why was that of interest to you?
It's been a dream of mine just to see the Queen walk around and be like, hey, look at them. They have a crown. They get to see a bunch of little kids, and I love working with little kids. So that's what I want to do when I'm older. So I thought, hey, let's give it a try. I'm involved in a lot of stuff, so yeah.
Okay. Well, you're going to get to work with some of the kids this week now. You'll have extra duties.
Yes.
Looking forward to it?
Yes, I'm very excited.
Okay, you'll probably see some of the things about the fair that you didn't really see much of before.
Yeah, that's right, because I'm so used to working with just two types of animals, mm-hmm. So yeah.
But talk about what your plans are now. Where will you be this fall?
This fall, I'll be in high school. I'll be a senior at Atlantic High School.
Okay. So what are your plans in? Have you thought much about, like, college after high school yet?
Yeah, we're looking into early education at UNI so far. We haven't looked into Iowa State yet, which I want to do, but so far it's UNI. They have a good, great, great program.
Well, it sounds like you kind of have some career plans already picked out. I assume kids are part of that plan?
Yes, sir, they are.
Very good. Is that something you've always wanted to do, or is there someone or something that turned you on to that?
No. I've worked in daycares ever since I was seventh grade, I think. So kids have just been always in my background, and it's just really fun to get to know them and play with them, and their stories are just so cute and hilarious.
Sure. Well, so the contest, getting involved in the King-Queen contest, it was a decision that you made. Was it a good one now that it's all said and done? Did you enjoy the experience?
I enjoyed the experience. I got to talk with the girls more, get to know them a lot better, so it's really fun.
All right, very good. Well, we know you'll be a good representative here for Cass County the rest of the week, Emily. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, next up is Blake Miller. Blake was the Cass County Fair Prince. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And your folks are?
Gary and Shelley Miller of Atlantic, Iowa.
Okay, very good. Talk a little bit about your involvement in 4-H and FFA.
I've been involved in 4-H for about 10 years now and in FFA for about 5. And I've been the president of our CAM FFA chapter for 2 years. And before that, I was our treasurer. And I've been involved in our sheep show for the past few years. And I just started our pig show this year. It's going to be a great experience.
Why is that important to you to get involved? I mean, I know your dad's the instructor in FFA over there at Anita, but, you know, you did have a choice.
Yeah.
Why is it important to you to get involved in these things?
It is a good idea to get involved because it's just, there's so many opportunities with FFA and 4-H. There's just so many different things you can get involved with, so many community service things, really good on a resume. It's just really a great overall program.
Good. Why did you get involved in this contest? Why was this important for you?
It's really good to get out there and just show the younger generation, because there's not as many people involved in it this year. I don't know why, because it's really great and really fun. But I think that we just need to show how people how much fun it is, just so that we can get out there and have some more participation.
What's up for you this fall?
This fall, I'm going to be headed to Northwestern in Orange City, Iowa, for a degree in nursing.
Okay. Why did you choose Northwestern?
Because it's a really good Christian atmosphere school. I really like it. My cousin Candace goes there, and it's just, I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, and in the course of study, why'd you choose that?
I really like helping people, and I've always been really, really interested in science and biology. It's always been really interesting to me, and I just kind of like helping people. I just want to see what I can do.
Well, very good. Well, it sounds like you're going to have some fun with being the prince this week.
Yes, it's going to be interesting, it's going to be exhausting, and it's going to be fun.
All of those things all at once. Well, Blake, again, congratulations, and represent Cass County very well.
Thank you.
And now we're with Tyler Steele. He is the Cass County Fair King. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
You're pretty excited?
Thrilled.
You had a 50-50 shot, right?
Yeah, I mean, we were both going to get something. So, I mean, neither of us came in too worried about it, so it was fun.
Yeah, I know we could joke about it a little bit, but, you know, it's still important stuff to get involved like this because, you know, the younger students look up to the older students when it comes to 4-H and FFA. You probably did when you were younger, too, and it's important to be a good role model.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Talk about, by the way, who are your folks?
My folks are Doug and Lynette Steele.
And your involvement in 4-H and FFA includes?
I show cattle and sheep and pigs here at the fair. I'm involved in other things like the youth council, the 4-H youth council, and I've been the vice president of my FFA chapter for 2 years.
Is leadership, is that important to you?
It's very important to me. As the younger generation, I mean, we're going to have to take charge sometime, so we might as well try while we're young.
Okay, very good. Well, you got involved in this King contest. It was a good experience for you now, but now you've got a lot of new duties that you're going to have for the rest of Cass County Fair. Are you looking forward to that?
Oh, and I thought the fair was already busy. Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be a new experience, and we'll just roll with it as it goes.
Yeah, and you'll probably be seeing some things that you didn't even know existed at the fair.
Yeah. I mean, never been to the horse show, so I might try that one day. I mean, let's just see how it goes.
Very good. Give some advice to the young kids out there. Why should they get involved in things like 4-H and FFA?
4-H and FFA are phenomenal things to be in. I mean, you don't have to be on a farm to be involved in these things, and it helps you connect with other people who you may not previously known, and it helps you grow as a person and develop other leadership traits.
Very good. Well, we know you're going to represent Cass County very well. Tyler, congratulations. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And congratulations again to all of those youngsters and to everyone involved. Jessica Opperly, Katie Opperly, Mandy Backus, Haley Carlson, Tierney Sothman, Sydney Steffen, Brooklyn Whaler. They were also involved in the Queen Contest last night. Appreciate that very much. And also, hey, congratulations to Mary Otmar, too. That was pretty cool last night, the way they surprised her with that Cass County 4-H Hall of Fame induction ceremony last evening. That was really fun and very well deserved, too.